I have a major announcement right now. So the whole month is White History Month from now on. Happy White History Month.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Everything that she could tote. bother even try to get my face in mold. She didn't leave a couch or a table or a chair. Took the TV and the silverware. You ought to see the way that she loaded her Jeep. Why, she didn't even leave a place for me to sleep. She's out of here. She's out of here. She really made it clear. The woman has no fear. If it wasn't nailed down, it ain't no longer around. She's out of here. Well, she's out of here. She's out of here. She really made it clear. A woman has no fear. She made a little call to the folks at home. She's out of here. If it wasn't nailed down and ain't no longer around, she's out of here.
It's why. History month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's what history month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This one's gonna be what history.
It's what
history month, and I'm gonna celebrate America. It's what history month, and I'm gonna scream it to everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate, but this month's gonna be what history.
I was young, times really hard. Before my daddy drew his pay from the local rail yard. Mom and daddy's love was strong enough. Keep them together when the going got rough. Poor little children, money sure was tight. Mama pitched her pennies and we did all right. I can still hear daddy saying, listen to me, son. Those peaks and valleys are gone, gone. Yeah, those peaks and valleys are gonna come. No matter who you are or where you're from. Better be ready for troubles unseen. Never know when times will get lean. So if you make a little money, well, you better save some. Peaks and valleys are gonna come. Those peaks and valleys, they're gonna come. Well, my sister Sally and her husband Bill bought a BMW and a new Seville. When the market fell and things got slow, them high car payments just had to go. Now we're doing really well, baby, on our own. And the storms of life have not touched our home.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you all for being with me. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, it's a doozy. Why do you attack back when someone attacks you? Why do you attack back when someone attack you? Amazing. You ever ask yourself that? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever you're doing, traveling, not traveling, you made it to your destination, or you're on your way back home from your destination, whatever. Anywhere in the world, you can be listening to the show live. And you can podcast the show later if you're not able to sit and watch it live by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. All right? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So it is Friday already, again, already. It is Friday. And every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
A growing memorial at Fashion Island in Newport Beach for 68-year-old Patricia McKay, who was visiting from New Zealand with her husband and was killed Tuesday during an attempted robbery outside the Barnes & Noble.
Nerves or the adrenaline
are a little high. That's not Getting It Off Your Chest Friday. What?
Thank you. Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
We see American white people are going crazy. They're resorting to violence.
This is literally what conservative white folks do when they don't get their way. They turn violent.
This is fine.
I don't think it's our responsibility to be tasked with destroying and dismantling the racial oppression that's against us.
As you can see behind me, everything is now fine. Ignore the smoke. That's just from the recent explosion, because, as I say, everything is fine now.
This morning, the FBI investigating an unruly passenger.
Violently attacked a teacher when she took away his Nintendo Switch.
I'm okay with the events that are unfolding currently.
White people deputizing themselves in some position of authority to have jurisdiction over their life when they need to mind their blanking business.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
What a mess. Open line Friday. We got it finally. Sorry about that.
What the?
A spiritual battle. I hope that you're still having a 4th of July, and you're still on the road, because 4th of July was just yesterday, right? People still traveling. Be safe out there. Happy 4th of July, and happy White History Month. Happy White History Month. Amazing, huh? July is White History Month. So yesterday we told you about this story, and I just thought it was like, I talked about how, for those who may not have heard it, how 4th of July used to be amazing in America. It was, growing up as a kid, it was absolutely amazing. Down in Alabama on the plantation, it was fun. You would look forward to 4th of July. And then yesterday I talked about how now my country is a S-hole country. It's a third world country now. And everything is falling apart, because we've gotten away from encouraging people to be their best, and then treat people the way you like to be treated. Most people love being controlled by the government and or other people. There's no, like, independent thinkers anymore. Men are now weak. They're like mama's boys. And crime is through the roof. The government deliberately brought in crime and took away the cops so that the non-criminal people would not be able to protect themselves. It's a real mess. A mess! And so I mentioned this woman according to the story. I mentioned this woman who came, according to the story, she came here to visit America from New Zealand. Just think about that. She was a tourist in America. She left her home, her country, to go to what she thought was a free country. She's going to go there and have fun. Going to go to America and have a good time. What they used to do in the good old days when they would come from other country. And according to this story, this woman, her husband came. I think they said he was a banker or something. And the woman is now dead. Can you believe that? In America, the woman is now dead. She's going back home in a body bag, because our country is now a third world country. You can't even visit here and be safe and have fun and go back home. And visitors at one time loved coming to America. It remind me of what's happened over in Europe now. Same thing has happened to Europe. All the white countries, there's a major attempt to destroy the Western world by any means necessary because it's a Christian world.
I have books that
and are created by white men.
I highly recommend you get them.
Am I on a break?
Seven guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, financial success, guy. Even if you're not.
Back in a moment, I didn't hear any music.
What's the? Oh, you're on welfare.
All right, back in a moment, folks. We're getting it right.
Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy or call 800-411-2663.
The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv at 12 noon. Brand new episode. Very interesting discussion with Sabrina Stings. And Sabrina is an author and professor of Black Studies at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You are a professor of Black Studies.
What aspect of American society has not been touched by blackness?
Science, building airplanes, making the world work. Do you love white people?
My problem is typically with whiteness.
You are a nice number. We would date or marry, you'd be hell to pay. Have you ever dated a white man?
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Whiteness is the cultural sea that we are swimming in.
That's amazing you think that. Is America the best country on this side of heaven?
If you are a rich white person, yes.
Can you imagine that? I enjoyed talking to Sabrina, though. It was fun. She had a good attitude. But can you imagine having a quote-unquote professor teaching the children that in a classroom, everything is whiteness? In a so-called Black study class, can you imagine the anger coming out of that class? And then what's going to happen as they get older and they're going to march in the street, burn it down, as they did over the weekend, according to the news report. There were those Alau Aba people marching in New York, burn it down, they say. Yesterday, on the 4th of July. What the? And then at 4 p.m. Friday, at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And if the Lord is willing and the Crete don't rise, fellowship on Sunday at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. 11 a.m. Pacific time and 2 p.m. Eastern time. So go to rebuildingtheman.com/church for more information. rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right? Amazing. So I was telling you about this story of this woman, according to the reports. She came here to visit, she and her husband, from New Zealand. And because America is an asshole country now, and no police, the criminals are running the country, and the citizens are in hiding. This woman now is going back to New Zealand in a body bag. Did you ever imagine that that would be happening in America? We used to report on stuff like this happening in other countries. And I never thought one day it would be coming to America and we would be reporting on it in America. And it's becoming a norm. It's not even painful to most people anymore or abnormal because it's a norm now. Crime is a norm. No police is a norm. Attack on white people is a norm. It's not even a shocking shock. It's not shocking anymore. It'd probably be shocking if it stopped. And just to remind you, because we didn't get a chance to show you the people who committed this crime, according to the report, I don't know, but according to the report from the what we're about to show you of this New Zealand woman being killed, we didn't get a chance to show you who did it or at least been allegedly accused of doing it. But first, I want you to see a story from NBC LA. A woman who was struck and killed by a suspect vehicle during a botched robbery attempt at Newport Beach, Fashion Island. And I want you to know Newport Beach is in the white area because they have taught the people to go out to the white areas and commit the crimes too. They've been teaching people that, the blacks that for years. Why are you doing it in your own neighborhood? And so it's Newport Beach Fashion Island has been identified as a 68-year-old tourist. 68, probably retired or close to it for sure. Visiting from New Zealand. Watch this soundbite.
A growing memorial at Fashion Island in Newport Beach for 68-year-old Patricia McKay, who was visiting from New Zealand with her husband and was killed Tuesday during an attempted robbery outside the Barnes & Noble.
Nerves or the adrenaline were a little high.
The sidewalk is adorned with flowers and a heartfelt note from a stranger expressing their condolences. Two men got out of a white sedan and tried to rob the couple. There was some sort of fight, and that's when police say Patricia McKay was struck and killed by the driver of the getaway car as the men left the mall. One of the men fired three shots. Her husband witnessed it all, but police say he was not injured.
Terrible thing, obviously. I feel terrible for the people that were victims.
Patricia McKay and her husband, who colleagues have identified as Doug, both lived in Auckland, New Zealand. Doug is a former Auckland Council chief executive. The family has released a statement to the New Zealand Herald. It reads, quote, "No words can express our sadness as we try to come to terms with the loss of our mother, wife, and friend, Patricia," end quote. Following the attack, police arrested three men. Two of them were arrested after a pursuit that ended in Southgate. The third man was arrested in Cyprus. 26-year-old Leroy McGrary of Compton, 18-year-old Jaden Cunningham of Lancaster, and 18-year-old Malachi Edward Darrell of Los Angeles. We've learned McCrary has a criminal history, which includes robbery of a tourist at gunpoint in Santa Monica
Black.
In 2022.
Black. Now, I want you to know this, is that Compton, Lancaster, and L.A. is not right next door to Newport Beach. You got to drive. You got to get in your car or take the bus or walk. And you got to take time to get over there. So if this is true, it was totally deliberate. And they left far away to commit the crime. And this woman is now dead. In the United States of America. And because she's non-black, it won't matter. She appeared to be white. New Zealand. It won't matter. It's just another white dead. Another racist out of the way. Not what I'm thinking, but they call all white people racist now. But this is happening in the United States of America. I never imagined that I would hear the Allahu Akbar people chanting death to America and death to Israel in America. Not in Israel, not in Allahu Akbar country, but in America. Death to America. And the government sit back and smile. That's cute. Oh, look at them. They're chanting death to America. What do you think would happen if some white guys did that? Trump guys. America is gone. America was one time great for all, but not anymore. I was having a lunch with someone yesterday, and they were saying that, well, Jesse, they are now allowing the blacks to be violent against white people and everyone. Remember when white people were afraid to speak up to the blacks when they were crying this lying thing about slavery? They were pretending that slavery was an issue for black people and that white people were to blame. And you would tell white people, why don't you say no, that's not true. But the white people were like, oh, I feel so bad for them. And because the whites didn't stand up, now they're killing the whites. And it's just another day. It's just another day in the United States of America. Here's from X. This is from X, where Officer talks about the incident. Watch this.
Newport Beach is a safe community, and we're mourning the loss of someone today, a loss that never should have happened.
Black.
Frankly, to hell with these guys.
Black.
They came into our city knowing that they were going to commit crime, and a woman is dead today because of it. It's heartbreaking. It's a tragedy. I am so thankful for our overwhelming and immediate police response. I am so thankful for all of the other agencies that got involved on this to help us all the way up to Los Angeles to catch these creeps. But these are thugs, and every community is now dealing with this. We have to do better as a society because we cannot tolerate this.
Amazing. But they're not bringing back the cops. There's no loud outcry to fund the cops again, bring them back and put them everywhere. Which is worse, so-called police brutality or this crime, these type of crimes that's happened daily? When police brutality wasn't even real, it was another made-up lie. But these crimes are real. Nobody tried to bring the police back. There's no talk about it. Maybe some of the taxpaying citizens are quietly talking about it, but the government is not talking about bringing back the police and bringing back bail bond and locking these people up. It's only going to get worse. It's a spiritual battle, good versus evil. And right now, evil through human beings is ruling in America, a Christian nation, a Judeo-Christian nation. And the people are afraid. Where are the police? And these guys, if it's true, I don't know, allegedly, but they're just going to walk in the front door of the jail or the courthouse or jailhouse, and they're going to walk out the back door. They said something like, this one guy, one of these guys was already in trouble. Something trouble. In the United States, my country is gone. And they tell you all kind of lies about slavery. They lie to you about Jim Crow. They lie to you about racism. They lie to you about all kinds of isms, which are not true. And you fall for it. We're celebrating White History Month. This is our 7 year because we want to remind America what the white men did that founded and created the greatest country in the world. With the help of God, because they want to erase it. And a white guy called my show the other day and said, well, every day is white history. I'm like, what a dummy. He heard somebody say that in some stupid class, and he's thinking that and saying the same thing when they can care 2 cents about him. I want my country back. But it's gone. And it ain't coming back. But you, as an individual, can still have paradise right here on earth in the midst of what's going on around you. But you got to take control of you as an adult of your life individually. you got to lay down your ego. Let it go completely, and you will have perfect peace. You will have perfect peace. Amazing, huh? I want my country back, and it's gone. It's gone. And now that they're destroying all the white Western world, where will you go from here? There's nowhere to go. Everything is, all the other countries are already screwed up. Where are you going to go? Where are you going? Nowhere to go. There's no other great country. Eight 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 seven seven five three seven seven three. May this woman's soul rest in peace. A senseless death. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hake. How was your four?
It was nice.
You go to your family?
Of course. Yep.
You saw Mama?
Uh-huh.
You saw Mary?
Indeed.
Hey, Mary. Okay.
Guy in a buffalo with a diamond yesterday that I didn't see says, rest in peace, Asmodor. We put out a little video of that.
Oh, you did?
Of that. Yeah.
Of Asmodor?
Saying rest in peace to Asmodor. He died a couple weeks
May
back.
May Asmodor so rest in peace. For real.
CLC.
Nice. Thank you.
CLC on Twitch mentioned the Instagram link for YouTube and on YouTube for Punchy TV needed to be updated. Thank you for the heads up on that for the JLP Radio Network.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Looking out.
Thank you.
Over on X, Lateo says, Happy White History Month, Jesse. Big love from England. Amazing.
July just feels white. Amazing.
Truth Finder says, love you, Jesse Lee Peterson. Happy 4th of July from Elko, Nevada.
Nice. Happy 4th to you. Thank you. Love you back.
Rohan says, Jesse is more fit for president. I would take Jesse Lee's health over what we have right now. Writing down emoji.
Even with the bad eye that's healing. That has stitches in it. What the? Thank you.
Alan Colnlim says, hey, Jesse, here's some coffee for all the good work you do. And he made the message private because he has a little plug or tip for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. He says, happy 4th and God bless.
And God bless you. Happy 4th and thank for your support.
Someone bought three coffees. Hello, sir. I know you talk about how pot can keep you unconscious. Believe me, I'm not trying to justify smoking it. I do smoke it, however. If you forgave everyone that you're supposed to and you do the silent prayer as you speak of day and night, watch your thoughts and constantly... And don't get angry. Am I really unconscious? Just trying to get clarity.
What I would suggest you do so you can know that you know that you know that you know, don't smoke the pot and see what happens. And do all those things. And you'll see for yourself that pot does lower the consciousness. It causes you to go unconscious. Oh, amazing. Thank you, though.
Nice.
Let me take a quick break. Two more hours to go. Thank you all so much. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com for an autographed copy or call 800 411 Bond and donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, the 5th of July, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back. But first, fake news, not fake news. The lines are full, guys. Hang tight, callers. We will get to your calls. And so hang on. And those who want to call in, a little pro tip. You can start to call in as you hear Jesse wrapping up with another caller. As he's wrapping up, there will be a line that opens when he hangs up with that caller, and you can get in at that point, perhaps. Anyway, there is a mess going on in the world, especially in the UK. The far-left extremist, what Commie Nonsense Network calls center-left, Labour Party. Labor. They do anything but labor. They labor at evil. They don't labor at good works. They had a landslide election win because the so-called conservatives, in my opinion, are weak and pathetic and lame liberals themselves. So-called conservative leader Rishi Sunak, nice English name, he apologized to party members, so-called conservative party members over at the UK, for the big defeat and shift in power. I don't know if I would just entirely blame Rishi Sunak, though. Although he is an Indian man, or part Indian, isn't he like a Chad billionaire? But Keir Starmer, he was elected the new United Kingdom Prime Minister after a big Labour Party win. Fox News says Keir Starmer officially became new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, according to them. Happens that fast, huh? We barely even heard of him. At least here in America, I didn't. After the Labour Party's big win on Thursday in the general election, according to the far-left extremist outlet Associated Press, Rishi Sunak resigned as prime minister, and Starmer met Friday with King Charles III, oh, Lord, who approved him to form a new government. Come on, King Charles. Can't you put your foot down? Maybe they can't do anything. The Labour Party won a majority of votes to thrust that Keir Starmer guy, leader of the Labour Party, into a powerful position. Sunak had been the prime minister since barely October of 2022, not even what, like a year and I guess less than 2 years, right? Starmer became the first Labour prime minister in 14 years, and he said he intends to put the country first, party second. I'll believe it when I see it. But that's a nice statement, right? It's a nice statement. We have to return politics to public service, he said. Sounds like a hot bunch of hot air. Adding that the position of his new stature comes with great responsibility. Their win on Thursday is one of the biggest ever for the House of Commons. Rishi Sunak, said he takes responsibility for the loss. And that's a sobering verdict delivered by the British people during his concession speech. I take responsibility for the loss to the many good, hardworking, conservative candidates who lost tonight. Despite their tireless efforts, their local records and delivery, and their dedication to communities, I am sorry. Sunak said he called Starmer to congratulate him for the victory. Today, power will change hands in a peaceful and orderly manner, with goodwill on all sides. I doubt that. This is something that should give us all confidence in our country's stability and future. What a mess, huh? Terrible stuff going on among our British brothers. Meanwhile, in France, there's an election coming up, I guess, on Sunday. Okay? Marine Le Pen is supposedly a French far right, according to Commie Nonsense Network. She said that she would rein in aid to Ukraine, and she slammed some lame soccer star. Mbappe, something like that. As Ukraine bleeds territory to Russia, according to Commie Nonsense Network, support from one of Kiev's strongest backers looks to falter if the so-called far right, which really means center right probably, if even on the right, sweep to power in Sunday's French parliamentary elections. Marine Le Pen, figurehead of the French so-called far-right National Party, RN, she vowed that they would prevent Kiev from using French stuff. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-7753. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Why do you attack back when someone attack you? Why do you attack back when someone attack you? Amazing question. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. If you're busy and just can't sit and watch it live, you can podcast still. But if you want to be doing whatever it is you're doing and then listen to the show while you're doing what you're doing, no matter what you're doing, you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Day. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
We see American white people are going crazy. They're resorting to violence.
This is literally what conservative white folks do when they don't get their way. They turn violent.
This is fine.
I don't think it's our responsibility to be tasked with destroying and dismantling the racial oppression that's against us.
As you can see behind me, everything is now fine. Ignore the smoke. That's just from the recent explosion because, as I say, everything is fine now.
This morning, the FBI investigating an unruly passenger.
Violently attacked a teacher when she took away his Nintendo Switch.
I'm okay with the events that are unfolding currently.
White people deputizing themselves in some position of authority to have jurisdiction over their life when they need to mind their blanking business.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Amazing. And the unfortunate thing is the black violence you see right there. See how these people encouraging it? They lying. It's going to only get worse. tell me one thing that there is to stop it. Nothing. Evil is getting worse due to the fear. You got to overcome the fear, but do what you want. It's the 4th of July. Amazing. Let's just finish up on a super chat take. Amazing. We didn't get a chance to finish the super chats.
Yeah, so that guy was asking you about getting clarity about pot. I don't know if you finished yours.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
I told him to give it a try without it.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll see before himself the difference, especially if you're working on yourself. You're doing the silent prayer. You're watching. You're watching. You're watching. You're growing in consciousness by watching. And see what happens when you smoke the pot. Then you know for yourself if you don't believe me. All right? And I understand that. That's fine. Thank you.
All right. Chill and Lean bought a coffee. Congrats on Punchy.TV. Amazing stuff. Punchy.TV.
I know. It's mind-blowing. Thank you.
Amazing.
Appreciate it.
He says, will the supers be moved to the new site? Possibly. I think we're looking into that.
I don't know.
Down the road, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
Answer to the biblical question.
Why do you attack back when someone attack you?
I fight back to protect my quote-unquote reputation, which I now know doesn't exist. Suggestions for a future biblical question. Is hope important for you?
Who is Hope?
Joelle's new girlfriend? No, I don't know. I made that up, sorry.
Well, thank you for the suggestion. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chillin' Lee.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Soul Conscious, 5 coffees. Jesse, do you notice that most Christians, quote-unquote, have a holier-than-thou judgment towards anyone they deemed degenerate and sinners? Where's the love in that?
The Christians are the worst. And the more they know the Bible, the worse they are, too, because it's just knowledge. And their hearts has not changed. And they have the same fear, the same jealousy, the same envy, the same strife, revenge, you name it. So that's why you got to come out from away from the Christian, and work on you. You are responsible for you. Amazing. Thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, when Jesus died on the cross and reincarnated, did that really happen, or is it a metaphor, do you think? Or was the reincarnation the teachings that he left behind? Cheers, Jesse, and great speaking to you on the phone, James. Nice, Danny. Thanks.
Thank you, Danny. I appreciate it.
What
do you ask?
He was asking, when Jesus died on the cross and he calls it reincarnated, did that really happen, or is it a metaphor, do you think?
No, it's not a metaphor. He was put on the cross, that's for sure. Thank you.
And he came back to life? He's asking. He's not asking about the cross necessarily, but when he came back to life, did that really happen, or was that a metaphor?
Is he asking, did he come back to life?
Yeah.
And he is sitting, not only did he come back to life, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father right now. So, absolutely.
Nice. No more thoughts about our coffee. Biblical question.
Why do you attack back when someone attacks you?
Because I'm not aware. If I was, I would just shrug it off and see it's not them.
Amazing. Thank you for responding. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Scotty Ben 1000 bought a coffee. Jesse, why is it after amazing celebrations like 4th of July, the next day the evil thoughts seemed much louder than after a quote-unquote bad day? How do I go through the good days in life, quote-unquote, without this mess?
After what now?
After a good day, like beautiful, amazing celebrations like 4th of July, the next day evil thoughts seem so much louder than after a bad day.
I don't understand that question at all. Call me. And so I can do a little follow-up. But thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Indeed.
Were they joking? Maybe they're
joking. I don't think he's joking.
Oh.
Why would he be joking?
Right.
That was after good days, sometimes you get in your head. Anyway.
After good days?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Call me. I don't understand it.
Ralph says, happy White History Month, y'all. Amazing, with the Rumble Rant.
Happy White History Month. July is White History Month.
Terry bought our coffee, I think answering the biblical question.
Why do you attack back when someone attacks you?
I attack for these reasons. One, my ego is threatened. Two, to bring light where there is darkness.
Amazing. I put my two cents. What? I mean, not like that.
It sounded like that.
Repeat it.
One, because my ego is threatened. Two, to bring light where there is darkness.
What does that mean? thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I could imagine that she's thinking that she's bringing that somebody is attacking her with darkness.
Uh-huh.
And she wants to shine light on the matter.
By attacking back. thank you, though.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Do you believe in God?
Do you believe in magic? Amazing. Thank you.
I guess you're not going to answer that.
I was asking that question yesterday.
Right.
So are they saying they do believe in God or
no? No, he's asking, do you believe in God?
No, that's not supposed to be asking. They're supposed to be answering.
Oh. Well, he's buying a coffee. He can do whatever he wants.
Oh. Amazing. Thank you.
Neat bought our coffee. Pardon me, Neat. I butcher your name every time. The experts.
Neat.
Yeah.
Okay.
The experts looking good on the new hot seat red sofa lounge.
Thank
Siren Hart 100. It's getting hot in the studio.
Hot, fire, hot.
Hearts on fire emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Chad bought a 67 coffees. Very generous.
Thank you, Chad.
Happy White History Month, Jesse, to you and your staff. I do hope we can have another men's conference in the near future, God's willing. Regards,
we will.
Chad, P.S., I'm the gentleman that gifted you the glass boat sculpture.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
Nice to hear from you, man.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful. It really, what a nice talent to have. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Tyler from Idaho. Tyler, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Tyler. Any day now.
Hello.
Hold on, Tyler. There's a problem with your phone. I'm going to let them check it out, and then I'll come back to you. Do not hang up. You got a loud beep noise in your phone. And someone's going to pick up the phone out there, and then they're going to ask you, could they help with it? Let me go to Drew out of, it's the same noise, huh? Hold on, Drew.
Hello?
Let's reset. It may have to... Hold on, Drew. We may have to reset the phones on our end. Yeah. Amazing. 8887. They got to work on the phones, folks. We're getting this loud noise in the studio here when we pick up the calls. Let me go to... Are we able to play sound bites? I want to go to soundbite 5-4 on S there. And this is a continuation of what I was talking about earlier, how crime, the criminals in my country are allowed to just commit the crimes now, and especially against white people. And get away with it. No cops, no bail bond. And then if you are black and you do commit a crime, and you do, if you somehow or another end up going to jail and get a jury, And if the crime was against white people, you ain't going to jail no how. Because in the mind of the black jury, it's a payback. What's going on? It's a payback. I did. I still hear the beep noise. Okay, so I'm told to tell the callers we need to cut the phones off and reset the phones. So call back at 888-77 because you're going to get... We're going to lose those calls, but call back. They're going to reset the phones on our end. Can someone tell them that out there, too?
They did.
They're not telling them that.
Well, no, they just heard you.
So we're working on the phones now. Amazing. Let's try it again. What the? Happy 4th of July and happy White History Month, huh?
What the?
Amazing. Let's go back to the phones and try them one more time. Let me go to D.C. and talk to Drew out of Washington, D.C. Drew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Jesse? How are you?
All is well, sir.
All right, good. I had to look outside to make sure the creek wasn't rising.
I'm telling you. What the?
Yeah, but I called in today to answer the biblical question.
Why do you attack back when someone attacks you?
Excellent question. I like the way it's worded because it puts you in that situation. And so my answer is, it's not me that's attacking, so I don't attack. What does attack is whatever spirit is being provoked out of you. So if it's an angry spirit, if it's a sad spirit, if it's a depressed spirit, if it's a lascivious spirit, then it is provoked and it attacks back. But if you have the Holy Spirit...
What's your response to the question? I'm sorry. Why do you attack back when someone attacks you? You say you attack back. Why?
No, I don't attack.
Oh.
It's not me that. Yeah.
You saying you do attack, but it's not you attacking?
No, I say I don't attack at all. Like, when people try to provoke me, people are bad about me, I don't react to whatever they're saying. Because if I do, then I'm giving life to it. I'm allowing that spirit that they want to be in me in order to make a home in me.
Very interesting. I want to respond to it, and I especially are back, and I have questions for it, but I got to wait until Sunday. How did you... When did you stop attacking, and how did you stop?
Well, I actually grew up in, a fairly multicultural neighborhood. Went to public school, and so one of the things you learn early as a kid is how to defend yourself, because
hold on a minute. Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Quick break. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. People tell me I have a lot of alpha energy. Jesse, what gives you so much alpha energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. This Alpha Jerky from Big Club, USA. Alpha Male, and you can have Alpha Jerky energy too. Amazing. Check out Big Club USA. And for personal shout outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I'll do them myself. Birthday shout out, wedding, anniversaries, whatever shout out. All right. Let me go quick to Drew. Drew's answered the biblical question. So, Drew, when did you stop and how did you stop? Reaction to people, fighting back when you were attacked.
Yeah, well, I learned, like I said, growing up, I learned very quickly that a certain type of, certain types of behavior drew negative attention. But I didn't know why that was. And so when I started to grow as an adult, grow spiritually, grow as a Christian, that's when I realized that, oh, these things are spiritual. And when I came to that revelation, and obviously coming into contact with your message of forgiveness, which obviously comes from Christ, that's when it all became clear that, oh, these are spirits kind of communing with one another, provoking one another.
Amazing.
And that's when it all became, yep.
Well, I appreciate that, Drew, and I put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, man.
Great. Can I ask a question since it's Get It Off Your Chest Friday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When you say my country is not coming back, can you describe what your country was like for the young people?
It was amazing. You were free to move about and do whatever you want. You can own as much land or get the kind of job or start your own business. People treated everyone, no matter what the color was, the way that they would like to be treated. On both sides, white people and black people treated each other that way. There was not this mess about slavery and all this mess about racism. Didn't exist, by the way. It was, you can move and live wherever you want. And you were just like, you were free thinking. You didn't think about all this stuff that's going on now. And the races were not divided in the way they are today. And you didn't rely on the government to take care of you. You did it yourself. Black and white men and women did it themselves. They did not, you just lived your life and you were not relying on the government to tell you how to think or take care of you or any of that stuff. It was just free. I mean, it's just free. That's all. It was just, you weren't enslaved as the people are today.
Very good, Jesse. Well, it looks like we got something to work towards, and hopefully my generation can bring it back.
How old are you? Are you a millennial?
I'm in my 20s, so I'm younger than the millennial.
Oh, so you're Z. Right? Are you the Generation Z?
I don't like to be put in those kind of categories, but yeah, I would be a Z.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, it ain't coming back, man. It's gone.
Nah, we bringing it back.
How?
We're going to make it better.
How? How so, now, brown cow?
No, if you get enough Christian-minded people who want to influence society, starting from the church, and then...
Oh, that ain't going to happen then. Say goodbye.
No, it will.
Because the Christians are weak. They have fear. They have doubt. They have no love. They have no love. They are just like the rest of the world. There's nothing different about the Christian than there are about the liberal, the Democratic rhinos, and it's not going to happen through the Christians.
Okay, but Jesse, I wanted to say, the ones I know are looking at what's happening in the church, where it's like LGBTQ, you're allowing women to preach, and they're going in the church and reforming it so that it actually confirms what the gospel says. And it's working. And so if this works in the church, and you have more people who are being brought up in that kind of a system, seeing how things are supposed to work, and it influences academia, it influences the neighborhood, influences the community.
No, but it's not supposed to be happening through the church. It's supposed to be happening through the parents.
Well, yeah,
and the parents today, especially the mothers, do not love their children at all. The mothers hate the father, she hates the children, and she want to be like the man. So she want to drop the kids off in a daycare center. She want to go to work. She want to pretend she had a long day. And she was no different than the man. So it's not, if it doesn't happen in the homes, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in the home because the men are not able to control the woman because they're mama boys.
Yeah, I agree. That might be the old generation, but the tide is turning.
What does that mean?
The tide is turning.
Uh-huh.
You're seeing women who want to be women.
And where?
Raised in my, I mean, Jesse, I mean, you're older than Israel, so you might not be privy to, you know, how people my age are thinking, but
I hope you're right, and I'm glad you are working on you and at least one person, but I can literally tell you that America is over. But yet, the individual that works on him or herself, they can be free in the midst of all the fact that the country is over. Constitution's gone. The Bill of Rights is gone. Everything is gone. But the human being can still be free in the midst of everything that happened. But as far as the country coming back to greatness as it was when I was growing up, that's not going to happen anymore.
Okay.
Drew,
I'm
sorry?
I just wanted to say one more thing very quickly.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for introducing me to Arthur Quan Lee through your platform.
Amazing. A smart guy. You're welcome. Yep.
All right.
Thank you, buddy. Okay. Amazing artist Arthur Quan Lee is. He's amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me try Tyler again from Iowa. Tyler, welcome back. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jesse. Happy White History Month.
You too. Thank you.
Yes, sir. When I first started watching your content back in 2018, I purchased a couple White History Month mugs, and I gave one to a work colleague, a white woman, and she thought it was funny, but I realized that, you know, maybe passing out White History Month merch at work wasn't such a great idea.
Right.
Because she started talking to her supervisor, who was another white woman, and her supervisor started looking at me like I had, like, just ran over her dog or something. So I like the merch, but maybe word to the wise.
Not at work, yeah. Yeah, right. You shouldn't be preaching at work. You shouldn't be doing politics at work. Because you're there to earn a living, and because human hearts are evil, somebody there going to try to get you fired or something like that. So not at work.
Yeah, I know. I thought that too. It would have been funny though, because I'm black. So I mean, they would have fired a black guy for handing out White History Month merch. That would have been kind of ironic. No,
absolutely. Yeah, not at work.
Certainly. And so I was just calling in today to answer the biblical question.
Why do you attack back when someone attack you?
And so as far as why I attack back when somebody attacks me, I think it goes to a lot of what you speak to, which is that, you know, hell comes through the woman. So we're born in a fallen state. And that spirit, you know, it can have like an effect if it's giving birth to a child.
No, but what I'm asking is, why do you attack back when someone attack you?
Well, because I think it's human nature. I think it feels like second nature. It feels like it's, like when you're driving in traffic and somebody cuts you off or somebody's tailgating you, maybe the first reaction is to like retaliate or do something silly, but you know, you're probably never going to see this person ever again. You're driving. So you need to be conscious and aware of other individuals on the road. So I do it just it feels like second nature. It's something that I was born with. You know, there's that old phrase, it's a dog eat dog world. So, I mean, you feel naturally inclined to attack back if you feel attacked. But I think maybe
so you attack,
the question doesn't have a...
You attack back because you, Tyler, you feel like it's second nature to attack back.
Yeah, it
and
feels
what
like...
What does that mean, second nature? What does that mean?
Well, so nature would be like something that occurs naturally. So like kind of like a sort of like a reflex, but, you know, it's something that occurs in nature. It just happens naturally. It's like the natural order of things.
So you just feel natural for you to attack back when someone attacks you.
It depends on the context, because like we're not really, I think you mean in a spiritual sense. Now, if we're talking like defending yourself, that's not what you're talking about right now, right? You don't mean like if somebody broke into my home and was like attacking me and my family, like, and I attacked back, that wouldn't be what you mean here. We need to kind of add some context to the question, but yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Amazing. And I'll put very interesting too. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Yeah.
And happy White History Month to you.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, you brought something to my attention. I didn't know there was an Uncle Tom 2. I didn't know they made a second one. And
I watched that
this past weekend. And you mentioned a name in it that I was familiar with, Booker T. Washington, but I didn't really know what he was all about. So I bought his autobiography, and I just wanted to thank you for bringing that man to my attention, and I will be reading his autobiography here soon.
So you were not, prior to hearing that, you were not familiar with Booker T. Washington at all?
No, I'd heard about him because he was one of the first blacks to sit down with a sitting U.S. president. So
right.
I heard about him, but I didn't know what he was all about exactly. And that documentary really, it perked my interest. I was like, I kind of want to read into this guy a little bit more. So,
yeah.
And a lot of what he says, I think, parallels what you say. Like one of his quotes that really resonated with me deeply was that, you know, it's character, not circumstances, that make the man. And I think a lot of blacks take issue with that. And he also gets attributed to white supremacy, which is insane because, you know, you were born on a plantation. He was literally born a slave.
Yeah.
But they kind of attribute him to white supremacy. That's totally insane.
Yeah.
But,
Well, good, man. Very, very, very interesting read. You're going to love it. He was an amazing person, a true American who, as you mentioned, he was born a slave, and yet he was able to have a really good life. Thank you, Tyler. Call me again, man, and I'll respond on Sunday to the biblical question.
Right on. Thank you, Jesse. Have a good weekend and a good fellowship on Sunday. Take care, sir.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing. Booker T. Washington, a black guy. You're not going to hear a lot about him from the blacks, at least the so-called black leadership and the so-called black professors and all that mess, because they don't want the blacks to know that Booker T. Washington taught to not judge, to not be angry. Don't blame anyone else, that you can do whatever you want. He was born, as Tyler mentioned, he was born enslaved. Parents sold to slave owners. And yet, because he did not hate white people or anyone, he would help growing up. He would help by whites. He was educated by whites and blacks. He did his thing. But you're not going to hear about him, because that would be a good example for the blacks and encouragement. And the race hustlers do not want the blacks to wake up, period. They want them angry, blaming, out of control. They want them exactly where they are. And that's the only way they can control them, by keeping them angry and out of control. What a mess. What a mess. Let's see here. Let's go to, I believe it's Brian out of Michigan. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air, and we got to get to everyone. Brian, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brian.
I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And I guess to start out, answer your biblical question.
Why do you attack back when someone attacks you?
Lately, I've tried real hard to not do that. I really can't think of a time in the recent weeks that I have, but if I did, I'd have to say, because I haven't let all my ego die yet.
So,
I think that's probably just an ego thing. You feel you have to defend yourself when you really don't. So, no need to.
So you attack back when someone attack you because of your ego?
Yeah, I think that would be my reason.
Okay. Amazing. Well, I can't respond. I really want to, too, but I got to hold it until Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Also, to your last caller, I haven't watched Uncle Tom 2 yet, but I did watch Uncle Tom. Just this week, beginning of the week, I think I heard you plug that on your show. I don't know if it was this week or the end of last week. And
Uncle Tom 2 is even better because it brings in more information and is even clearer and it's mind blowing.
Is that isn't that Alan West?
No, Uncle Tom 2.
No, but I mean, maybe I started to watch it. And I thought I might have had the wrong one.
Well, Alan West is in both of them. He's in both. He's one of the people that are in both of them, Uncle Tom 1 and 2.
Does he start out on Uncle Tom 2 talking about things?
I don't know that. I don't remember.
Oh, all right. So anyway, my real question for you was I'm really curious on your insight. Because you always say that the Christians are waiting for the second coming, and you say that Jesus isn't going to return, that he's already returned, and he's done what's needed to be done. And I just like to hear your take on that. I think you might have touched on that a couple weeks ago, but I must have missed it. Or I listened to you at work, so even though I have my earbud in, and I'm listening. Sometimes I get busy with other colleagues.
Yeah, I understand.
I can't totally focus on what you're saying. Even though you're still in my ear talking, I guess I'm kind of, obviously, I have to kind of tune you out and listen to my colleagues.
Well, the Christians are waiting for Jesus to return or something like that. But
right.
Jesus has already returned. Everything is already done. It is completed, and he is inside of us. Likewise, he's in heaven as well with the Father, but he's also inside of us. So they're waiting for something that has already happened.
So do you think that the book of Revelation, I know you probably, you're not a Bible thumper. Do you think that the book of Revelation is just a recap of the Bible? So it's just talking all together, going back over what's already been talked about in the Bible?
That's a good question. I don't know what I I think about that, but I do know that everything is finished. I do know that all of our sins have been washed away, and we are now owned by God. We're back. We have a way back to the Father. I do know that the evil has been defeated, and that the kingdom of heaven is inside of us, and everything that we ever will want and need is all in us, and we can have it right here. We don't have to, and I would suggest you not wait until you drop your body, because you might not get what you think, right? Because the way That's you right. drop your body is the way you're going to end up. I know that Christ is with us already. He's in us.
Yep, you are totally correct on that. I totally agree.
But most of the Christians, when they read, I don't even know if I ever read, I think I've read a little bit of Revelation, but most of the Christians, when they read Revelation, they're just reading what the preacher has told them, and so they're not seeing Revelation by the light. They're only seeing it by their intellect.
Well, you told me that the first time I called you, and it kind of offended me, and I kind of thought, what's up with this dude? Who is he to tell me? Because you told me, you asked me if I was a sinner. And I said, well, yeah, I'm a sinner. And you asked me, why are you a sinner? And I said, well, because I have bad thoughts and I say bad things every
Brian,
now and then.
Brian, can you hold on for me?
Sure.
Yeah, hold on. Let me take a break. We've been moving slow today because of problems we may have, but let me take a break. One more hour to go. Hate news. I'll be back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end already of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday, July 5th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. And we will get to your super chats as well. JesseLeePeterson.com/show for all the links for how to find the audio podcast, to listen live, to find Punchy.TV, and all of that. Punchy.TV, you can just type that right into your browser. Punchy.TV/JLP. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, TheHakeReport.com. And then after TheHakeReport.com, TheFallenState.TV. Check out The Fallen State premiere on YouTube at noon Pacific time today. And then, of course, American Anchor Baby. Check that out. 4 p.m. Pacific time today. No Joel Friday. He's live only Monday through Thursday at this point. Comedy Nonsense Network CNN reports on this Hurricane Beryl. It made landfall, I guess, in Mexico. Hurricane Beryl is supposedly now a Category 2 storm. Before that, it was a Category 5 and then 4. And then I guess now it's 2. It was a hurricane at one point. It's unloading damaging winds, torrential rainfall, dangerous storm surge. That means when the water goes higher than it normally does. The normal tide is so high, but the storm surge makes it that much higher. That's what I heard. That's what I learned from some of my callers. Check out the Hake Report. Over significant portions of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, after hammering several Caribbean islands. The storm has killed at least 9 people. Did you know that? What a mess. It's going to weaken and emerge in the Gulf of Mexico Friday evening, they say. Today's Friday morning right now. expected to strengthen, or, you know, almost noon, approaching noontime. Anyway, it's expected to strengthen again ahead of its final landfall in northeastern Mexico and possibly South Texas this weekend. What a mess, huh? It's an historic storm because Beryl was previously the earliest Category 5 storm on record in the Atlantic. It was a Category 5 at one point. Also the strongest storm to impact Jamaica in over 15 years. Pretty cool, huh? I mean, I don't know if it's cool for them, but it's awesome because nature is awesome. So is God. The abnormally warm ocean temperatures that facilitated Beryl's intensification, B-E-R-Y-L, it's a woman's name, nice, show that this hurricane season will be far from normal due to global warming caused by fossil fuel pollution. I read that stuff, which I believe for the sake of all of our channels. Fossil fuel pollution is why it did it. And I say it sarcastically only because I'm a sarcastic person. Anyway, Democrats start moving it to Harris as Biden digs in, according to Commie Nonsense Network and the Washington Compost. Biden is arriving in Madison, Wisconsin, or he got there for what will be a critical few hours. He's going to try to hold a rally. Poor Joe Biden. I like that guy, kind of. I guess he's going to sit in for an ABC News interview, if that hasn't happened already, as part of an effort to demonstrate his verbal and mental ability. It's 7 days have passed since the June 27th presidential debate on last Thursday, not yesterday, but the Thursday before, between Biden and our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. It was night and day difference, just as it always has been, but Biden looked even weaker than I've ever noticed him looking. They say that he had a cold, which could be true, you know, maybe he practiced too much. So it's a big mess going on in the Biden and cackling Kamala Harris world. They're even looking, some people are even looking for a running mate for Kamala Harris, for her to run as so-called president and somebody else to run as vice president. Imagine that. Poor Democrats. When it rains, it pours. I know the feeling. Also, a little tip, a Honduran illegal immigrant, according to Fox News, almost the same thing as CNN nowadays, was charged with so-called sexually assaulting a 12-year-old girl in Iowa. Was this the same story that you guys have already known about? The crime allegedly happened in February. It's a report from Adam Shaw on Fox News. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Have a major, major announcement right now. So the whole month is White History Month from now on. Happy White History Month.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-7753. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, why do you attack back when you are attacked? Why do you attack back when someone attacks you? Why do you attack back when someone attacks you? Amazing question. You can also listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're like busy working out or moving about, laying up at a beach or whatever you might be doing right now. It's the 4th of July, right? Long weekend for a lot of people. So you might be just laying up doing nothing. You could be listening to the show no matter what you're doing by calling the listen line at 605-605-615-5131. 605-615-4131. All right? Amazing. And also, you can podcast it, all right? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. It's Friday. Every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Day. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
We see American white people are going crazy. They're resorting to violence.
This is literally what conservative white folks do when they don't get their way. They turn violent.
What the?
This is fine.
I don't think it's our responsibility to be tasked with destroying and dismantling the racial oppression that's against us.
As you can see behind me, everything is now fine. Ignore the smoke. That's just from the recent explosion, because, as I say, everything is fine now.
This morning, the FBI investigating an unruly passenger
violently attacked a teacher when she took away his Nintendo Switch.
I'm okay with the events that are unfolding currently.
White people deputizing themselves in some position of authority to have jurisdiction over your life when they need to mind their blanking
business. You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Black Excellence, 888-775-3773. Happy White History Month. Happy 4th of July. Enjoy your 4th of July if you can. And be safe when you travel. Let me go quickly back to Brian. I had to put Brian on hold there for a minute due to time. Brian, go ahead. Thanks for holding. Out of Michigan.
Yeah, just back to what I was saying to you when you, my first call to you, you told me that we were talking about being a sinner and all that. And you asked me if I believed in God, and I said, yeah, I believe in God. And then you told me, no, you don't. And that's what kind of was like, what's up with this guy telling me I don't know God? And you told me that I know the Bible, but I only know it intellectually, and I don't know God. And that really kind of offended me. But then as I've been listening to you, I figured out that, yeah, I didn't know God. I knew the word from the Bible intellectually, but I didn't know who God was. And I'm not even saying that I know who God is now, but I'm working on it. I'm working on myself, and I'm giving it the best try that I can give it.
Right on.
Doing your silent prayer every morning, every night. And I guess one thing I wanted to say to you about that, either time that I do it, morning or night, I hear in my head, you always say, you know, watch the thoughts. And I hear in my head, oh, you want to be in the presence of God. You got to stay in the present. collect those thoughts, watch them. So I don't act on it, but yeah, it does make me think, where am I getting that thought? And of course, I know where I'm getting that thought. It's right from the devil.
Yeah.
So I just ignore it, but yet that still keeps going through my head, even though I'm ignoring it. It's still saying, oh, you got to be in the present. You want to know God. He's in the present. Watch the thoughts. It's really crazy. It's really crazy.
If you were, I want to encourage you, Brian, to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I want to encourage you to practice staying present. I want to encourage you to practice staying aware of whatever thoughts come, whatever feelings you get, whatever. Practice being aware of that. Don't run away from those thoughts and those feelings. You stay with them so you can go through them. And that's what it means to go through hell. And when you go through hell, paradise, the kingdom of heaven, the real Brian is on the other side of hell. The kingdom of heaven is on the other side, but you got to go through the hell. You can't run away from, and I don't know if you have an inner knee thought, but you can't run away from lonely thoughts. You can't run away from fearful thoughts. You can't run away from suicidal thoughts. You can't run away from those feelings, thoughts and feelings. You got to face them, face them, face them, and be aware that you're facing them. And you got to go through it in consciousness. And I'm telling you, man, I promise you, on the other side is freedom. But you got to die before you can live. There's one death, and one death is to fate you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're not your, none of those things. But you got to die from those things in order for you to have true life.
You know what's coming to mind right now? And maybe I shouldn't repeat it because it's probably those thoughts again. But you're saying all this, and what just popped into my mind is, I'm sure it's the devil. And I'll tell you what the thought was.
Yeah.
Brought to mind, put on the full armor of God. Have you ever read that scripture in the Bible?
Yeah, when you are conscious, when you are present, instead of lost in a past or a future that doesn't exist, when you are present, you do have on the full armor of God.
Right.
You have eternal life.
Yeah, talks about so we can take on the flaming arrows of the evil one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and put on the full armor of God.
And those flaming arrows of the evil one is everything I just mentioned, and then some. Revenge and everything.
So was that a good thought?
Absolutely.
That
was a true thought.
Good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to let that stroke my ego, though.
No, because it didn't come from you at all.
That's right. It didn't. You're absolutely right.
What it was is the truth that you are open to receive now. Anyone who welcomes the truth will receive the truth, which is the wisdom of the Father. It's his perfect love. It's his eternal life. And you open yourself up to receive it by facing all those things, and it's just going to get better for you. But you got to.
I really have to.
You got to watch yourself die from the fake self.
I really have to commend you, Jesse, because I hear a lot of people that talk to you, and they tell you that they're very grateful of how the Lord has brought you into their life. And you always attribute your wisdom that you have to God, and that God is speaking to you, and through you, you're spreading his word. And I would like to commend you on you keeping your ego under control. And I'm not just saying that to stroke your ego.
I understand.
You are a godsend, Jesse. And you have a good message. You have a great message. And it's just too bad that everybody couldn't listen to you. I was quite amazed. A couple days ago, I was listening to one of your I don't think it was a Fallen State. It was just you had been on the Pierce Morgan, and you were talking about Trayvon Martin.
Oh yeah,
and you were debating a couple other people. I think they were both reverends. One of the guys was one of the Central Park Five or something, and he's now a reverend.
Something like that. I don't remember clearly, but I do remember
that. Yeah, and you were talking to them, and they were trying to pound you on how you were just lying to everybody, and what you said was not the truth, and how everything's a white supremacist thing, and it's just craziness.
Yeah, but that's evil on earth, and that's the heart of human beings. Christ said the human heart is wicked, and anyone who has anger is a murderer. And so when you wake up, you're going to see, by seeing what's happening inside of you and overcoming it, you're going to understand clearly. I mean, in ways that I can't even explain, to be honest, Brian, but you're going to understand and you're going to see and understand every human being you deal with, and you will see what's really going on. You won't judge them at all, period, but you will clearly see that they are possessed with evil and they can't help it. Their nature are wicked, and that's why we must be born again. We got to die from that old nature, that mindset and emotions, in order to have perfect peace right here on earth. And it can happen for those who want it, but most people don't want it. Do not want it.
I want the prize.
Yeah. If you stay with it, you will get it.
I want the prize. I want it bad.
Nice.
I want it real bad.
Well, you must be willing to endure to the end. And most people are not willing to endure to the end. They're like, oh, this is taking too long. This is too hard. When will this end? Or they get distracted, or they get pulled off that straight and narrow by other people who have fallen away. And they're not strong enough to continue the path. But you stay on it, man. No matter what happens, you stay with the silent prayer and you stay watching. All you need to do is watch.
One more thing, real quick. I know you got other callers.
Yes.
And my wife and I were working on ourselves together. And when I first started listening to you, I repeated to her, we've been seeking Christ for many years, and I never felt fulfilled. I still felt, you know, am I going to go to heaven?
Yeah.
I still feel like I'm in sin. So anyway, I started listening to you. I started changing my mindset, looking at the thoughts and all that stuff. And I turned that on to the wife, and it made sense to her. But she is hung up on how you say the evil comes through the woman. And she said something to me a week or so ago. She said, I don't even understand why I'm even working on myself. If I'm the one that carries the evil, then I'm already damned to hell. So why do I even want to try to work on myself? And I told her, I said, honey, that's the devil telling you that in your head.
Yeah.
I said, you have to watch that thought and just ignore it. I said, you can return to the Father by acknowledging that is in you.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not telling you that you are evil. It's just there. And I said, it's the same for me. The evil is in me.
Yes.
I was born through the woman.
Yeah.
We all have to overcome the evil.
Absolutely.
Is there anything encouraging that you,
100%.
Is there anything encouraging that you could, I'm going to play this back for her later on because you guys repost your show. Anything that you could say that would maybe help her?
To add to it, I mean, she could read what's in Genesis. The whole story is laid out right there in the book of Genesis.
I've read it to her.
But she also, she got to stop identifying with evil as though it's her. It just made a home in her, came through the woman who listened to the serpent, right? It's made a home in her. But it's not her. you know, just a spirit in her. So it come through the woman in that way. But she got to stop identifying with it and stop listening to the devil about it, because evil, the devil, wicked spirit that made a home in all of us, doesn't want her to know that it's not her. It want her to believe that it is her, so she give up so that evil spirit can continue to make a home in her. Evil needs to live in human beings, so it doesn't want to depart from human being because that's where it lives. And so it just doesn't want to depart from her. She got to stop calling it her.
I was the one when I first called you. I told you that I had moved my mom into my house. And you said, oh, my God, you moved the devil into your house.
Yeah.
And you asked me, are you married? And I said, yeah, I'm married. And you said, oh, my gosh, you got two devils. And I didn't move my mother into my house out of guilt. If you did ask me who are you closest to, my mother or my father, I was closer to my mother growing up. My dad was abusive, and I hated him for that. And I can't face him face to face now. He's passed away years ago, but I have forgiven him. And I used to tell my mom before I even found you, my mom used to tell me, your dad was horrible for doing that to you. And I said, you know what, Mom? I don't hold anything against him. He did what he felt that he thought was right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, I don't hold it against him. And I said, you know what, Mom? If he wouldn't have treated me the way he did, I might not have turned out like I did. I might have been an out-of-control teen. He kept me in line. I knew that if I messed up, the old man was the lawnmower, and you know what was the grass.
Absolutely.
And he was going to mow it up, mulch it, and throw it out. I hated him for it, but now I understand it. I've forgiven him. I forgive Mom. I didn't move her in out of guilt.
Nice. Well, I hope you never let her talk to you about your father, period, in a negative way.
Nope, I stood up for him. I stood up to her, and I didn't even know about you yet, but I had already stood up to her about it and told her. I don't condemn him for it. I forgive him.
Right on.
And I've forgiven him over and over. But hey, maybe you need to, on the last note, maybe you need to get a hold of Ben Glebe telling you need to run for president again.
Amazing. Nice.
You remember him? You remember talking to him on your fallen state?
Oh, man. Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Oh, that's true. You're slow.
That's right. But thank you, Brian. Stay with you, man.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you. Happy White History Month. Stay with it, all right?
Keep it up. Keep it up, brother. Keep it up.
All right. Amazing. Bye. Bye now. To the ladies, there are women who are waking up. And they heard me say, well, the evil come through the woman, which is true. And at first they're like, what? They get mad or they overreact. But then they start to pay attention to themselves and they see something else is making them think and do the things that they don't want to do. They see the control that they try to have over the man and over the children, and it's not working. And once they see it for themselves, they start to wake up. They start to wake up. That's the only thing going to do it. You got to wake up. One thing I do want to mention, because lately I've been talking to several guys who are going through this, not just one guy, and I know some of you are listening right now. Guys, do what you want. But when you make babies with these women, whether you're married to them or not, with these females, and they try to take your children away from you, and they take you to court to try to make sure you don't see your children, or if the court finally say, yes, you can see them, they make sure you don't. They make even that difficult for you to see your children. And then they're taking your money through so-called child custody or whatever they call that. I want you to know, whether it's your wife or your girlfriend or your ex-wife or whatever, those women are evil females. They're not women. They are females. And they are evil. That's why they can destroy the children by keeping from the fathers. And that's why they can destroy you, because they love that control that they have over you with the children or through the children. I want to advise you, and then I talked to a couple of guys who they'll have the mother of their children don't want them to see the children, but their mother want to see the children. And so their mothers go behind their backs in some cases, and they make friends with the mother of the man's children, and she be seeing the children. Your mother is evil if she's doing that. You have a wicked mother. The nature of the woman is evil. And that mother is selfish, your mama and the mama to your children. They're selfish, evil nature. I'm telling you, don't be fighting for those children in that way. You're wasting your money and time. And the children are being destroyed anyway. Think about that. They have a mother who is evil, who is keeping them from you. They're not going to be fine no matter what you did or do. So don't let your mama see your children behind your back like that. If this woman won't let, is preventing you from seeing your own children, don't let your mama see them. Your mother just being selfish. It's about her own ego, and she's on the side of the woman that's keeping your children from you. It's evil. And stop being mama's boys and beta males and fighting with these stupid females who have no love over your children. Don't fight over the baby. Don't split the baby in half. Work on yourself. Return to the father. And the father will fight your battle for you. Don't let your ego get in the way. You love the children so much that you're willing to be destroyed. That's all ego. That's not love. And the woman see how pathetic you are. Really. And you're making the situation even worse. Because she's hating you. She see what you're doing to try to get her or appease her to try to get to your children. Women are wicked. They can see weakness right away. So stop it. Do what you want. But I say stop it and then just work on you. Just work on you. And if whatever the game she play, don't play the game with her. Even if she said, oh, I'm listening to Jesse now. Don't fall for that either. Okay, go listen to Jesse. I'm just going to still go on that straight and narrow and live my life. Strength, being weak to these women for whatever reason, whether you pretended just for your children or for you or whatever, you added evil to the woman. You're giving in to evil and keeping her ego alive. You are supposed to only love one thing, God, with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else or no one else, your children, your things, your woman, your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your job. You're supposed to love what's right first. Seek first the kingdom of God and put nothing else before that or no one else before that. You're playing a losing game. Because even if you ended up getting the children with the game you're playing, you're going to be miserable. They're going to be miserable. Because the mother has already destroyed them. Just FYI. And keep your mama out of your business. Her mama and your mama. Just simply live your life. You're not responsible for other people, period. Except if you're married, you have your children, your wife is not in the way. 888-775-3773. Let me go to James, a first-time caller out of Boston, Massachusetts. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, James.
And happy White History Month.
Thank you. Happy White History Month.
Yeah, I'm calling because I also have something. I don't know if it's more of a question or advice, because I would say mixed, biracial, half black, half white. And throughout my life since I was a kid, I've always had odds. I mean, because usually a lot of people say when you grow up, when you live to both parts of the world, you really analyze what's going on with the two races, like the black race and the white race. And I came to the conclusion that I said, you know what? And I even said this to a lot of my black friends. I said, I was more accepted by white people than by my own race. My other half of my race.
Yeah.
And I never understood that, because they would say things that were so horrific, man. And I never got that from white people by, you know, being around my white friends growing up and all that stuff. And I mean, I have a few black friends that understands that, you know, that I'm biracial. I don't know if it's envy or they just can't stand the fact that, you know, I look different, you know.
It's totally anger. It's evil. Black people are some of the most evil people. They're leading the way in being evil because of the their resentment for their mothers and their yearning for their father. And then they've been lied to by the race hustlers, that is the white man. So anything that's white, they hate it. Hate it.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Jesse, just the other day, one of my friends came by and he had a friend with him. This man, all he kept, I just met the man, and the man just kept on yapping about, oh, I know Trump is racist and blah, blah. I said, tell me, where is he racist? Tell me. He couldn't tell me.
Tell me. Tell me why the road turned. Absolutely.
Couldn't tell me nothing.
But you can't convince, you can never convince an angry person. So don't ever try to convince an angry person. Even God himself doesn't try to convince an angry person. He just leave them right in their hell and let them suffer and die.
Right. And one other quick thing that was crazy to me, Jesse, you won't believe it. This girl, well, she used to be my girlfriend, but she just lives here, you know, now, because I stopped, you know, doing the sex with out of wedlock and all that stuff.
Yes.
So, but she was listening to you when I was listening to your show a lot of times, and she was listening.
James, hold on for me. Let me take a quick break. I don't want the machine to cut you off. Hold on. Back in a moment. 888-77, Jesse. Quick break. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live.
And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Quick announcement, all right, so I can get back to the phones and your super jazz. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report,
www.thepatriotmedia.com from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. And today, Friday, after the Hake Report at 12 noon, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Brand new episode. Very, very interesting discussion with Sabrina String. She is an author and professor of Black Studies at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You are a professor of Black Studies.
What aspect of American society has not been touched by blackness?
Science, building airplanes, making the world work. Do you love white people?
My problem is typically with whiteness.
You are nice now, but if we were dating or married, you'd be hell to pay. Have you ever dated a white man?
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Whiteness is the cultural sea that we are swimming in.
That's amazing you think that. Is America the best country on this side of heaven?
If you are a rich white person, yes.
Oh, amazing. I was surprised, not really surprised, but surprised, but not surprised, when she had dated white men, when she's so into believing that everything is white supremacy, you know, whiteness and everything white, everything. Talk about white history, man, huh? At 12 noon today, the Fallen State, you don't want to miss it. And also, support the Fallen State right there, thefallenstate.tv/donate, and click the link in the description and go to locals.com, and you can support us there as well. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. today, riding high. Not off pot, not off fentanyl, not off or whatever drugs else you're selling. He has natural energy given to him by God. So, American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. No, I'm sorry, at 4 p.m. today. And last but not least, Fellowship on Sunday for all at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30. And 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. So come on down. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. I want you to see something here, and then I'll go back to the busy phones. Hassan, I want to go to soundbite 5-4. And I want to show you that anyone, I don't care who it is. Look, let me just say this to you. Get to know yourself, male and females, and watch what's going on inside of you, in your imagination and emotions. You're going to see pure wickedness. That's all you're going to see. I'm telling you right now, you ain't going to see no love. But when you see it, and if you stay with it, you'll overcome it. And your heart will be of love, and your nature will be of the Father. But you got to work on you. Because the world, which a evil human being, the human nature is pure evil. I don't care what blood relationship they have with you or don't have with you, whomever they are, work relationship, whatever. Human nature is evil. You'll be stunned when you see how it works, but you'll be protected from it right here on earth. If you doubt me, look at the great white hope. What manner of man is this? Donald Trump. The wind and sea obey him. That is in every human being that wants it, but only a few want it. And you got to work for it. You got to work for it. Meaning you got to work on you. You got to watch you. You got to work. You got to watch.
You got to watch. You got to work. You got to watch. You got to pay attention. And if you do, you'll overcome it. By the way, I forgot to mention that today Hake has a guest on his show today. Dallon Burns. Am I right, Hake? Oh, Dylan Burns. He was a former Fallen State guest. I don't remember that at all. But he's going to be on the Hake Report today. All right? Hake is on at 9. I don't know what hour this guy be in, but at the Hake Report today. All right? So you don't want to miss it. In the first hour, I'm told. In the first hour. I want you to see this, but I want you to know, as adult men and women, you're responsible for you. You can't blame anyone else for the way you feel, the way you think, the way you act, the things you can get yourself into. You can't blame anyone else. And yes, there are people who will be attacking you, but you can't blame them for your response to their attack. Because you are your own world and you're responsible. You are out of your mind when you blame someone else for the way you feel and think or think and feel. Really, yeah, you will never be free. And it's a lie about slavery. It's a lie about racism. It's a lie about white supremacy. It's a lie about Jim Crow. It's just all lies. But they love their lies. They love them. They call lies life, and they call the truth death. I want to show you the anger of the woman justified by men. During a panel discussion on police reform and the black community, one man is shouted at for pointing out that some blacks are out of control. Watch this from X.
I agree with you, what you're saying, but you always bring up police sicking on black people. It's like, you act like black people ain't out here wilding out, bro. Like, I live in a community where...
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna be real.
Do not do that and pretend like this. The only reason why black people and black men in particular are being incarcerated is because they're out wilding. Right. When the police system stopped. When the police system was created through slavery,
this is Satan.
After slavery, like, we gotta talk about Jim Crow and all of that. Because white people let all the slaves go, and it was more black people in the States than it was white people, and they needed to find a way to control them.
That's all lies, but that's what being taught every day. But as an adult, you're responsible for where you're going to continue to listen to the lie in your imagination and emotion and lies that come from females like that. It's up to you. And you notice the crowd cheering on the angry female because they love the lie. It's all lies. Pure lies. All lies. 888. So it's up to you. And I promise you, you can have the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. You can have peace in the midst of everything that's going on around you. And you won't even understand, but you will have perfect peace. You'll be like, what the? Everybody will be freaking out. Freak out. Freak out. Remember that song, Freak Out?
That one I do remember.
Finally. I know I'm old, but I ain't that old. What the? But anyway, it's up to you. 888-775-3773. That's one line open. Let me go quickly back to James. James, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
All right, Jesse. I love that little sound bit I just heard. I couldn't see it, but I heard it, but it was beautiful.
Right,
that crazy woman. Oh, my
insane.
Goodness, man. I you know what? Even though I'm not with the woman, but the thing is, I still get that type of rage and anger. For what reason? I'm not with you. But like I was saying before you went on break, I said at one point she was listening to you, was hearing it, because I was playing you a lot of times because I started getting into you very deep. But that one time that she just cut you off and just didn't want to hear you no more is as soon as you said, "Satan is your daddy." You're like, "I ain't listening to that no more. I ain't listening to that no more." I said, "Oh, my goodness." But you know what? But on the good side of it, I got at least three or four of my friends like now into listening to you because I got to watch it. And they need that type of help because they deal with what's that, angry black women, shall I say?
Yeah, absolutely.
They deal with that. Because I'm going to tell you, before I get off the phone, Jesse, I got one little quick funny story. When my daughter was in elementary school, I have a daughter, and she looks kind of white, you know, but she has the complexion, like she's a little lighter than me.
Okay.
But anyway, she was her school was having a Christmas party. And before she went to her Christmas party, I said something to her, and I didn't know it would come back to me. I said, "Remember, when you go to school, make sure that you let the teacher know that Santa Claus is white. He's not black." I was doing it as a joke. I was doing it as a joke. And boy, my daughter repeated it at school. First they called the mother. The mother called. I know it was you, mother effer. I know it was you.
Wow.
Yeah, I said I was joking.
Yeah, this ain't even take a joke. Angry people can't take a joke.
Can't take a joke.
Yeah,
but yeah, that was funny. But it was great talking to you,
Jesse. You too,
James.
I really
appreciate getting through.
Right,
really
on.
Appreciate getting through. Even though I'm living in this horrible liberal state of Massachusetts.
Well, it's the same way in California. It's a mess.
And imagine if Gavin Newsom becomes the new running.
I know, it's
the
over.
New candidate.
It's over.
Oh, man.
Thank you, James. Call me again. I appreciate it.
All right, Jesse. Happy White History Month again.
Happy White History Month. Thank you, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Nicholas is out of. Nicole, I'm sorry. Nicholas. Nicole is out of Georgia. Nicole, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Happy White History Month.
Thank you, Nicole. Are you a first-time caller?
No, this is my third-time caller.
Right on. Happy White History Month. Thank you.
How are you today?
Amazing.
Amazing. I was just calling in to respond to our callers. He was saying that his wife is hung up on the that evil came through the woman.
Yes.
And I just want to say that we can't take the truth, you know, personal. It's in the Bible, and Satan wants to be God, and he jumped into the woman, and the woman having babies and, you know, creating mankind. That was his sick way of being God, and that put us in a fallen state. And I just want to say we can't take it personal.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When I heard you say this, it was like ding, 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 you know, because I had so much experiencing with black women and, you know, just seeing how evil a woman can be. And, you know, now that I'm, you know, middle age and a woman, I see the evil in me, you know, how, you know, just how evil I am facing it and calling it what it is and not taking it personal.
That's right.
That I'm being used. I'm being used by evil.
Yep.
And it, you know, it came through the woman. We cannot take it personal. And that's all I really want to say. And I'm working on myself. Last time I called you, I wasn't doing too good, you know, but I'm facing myself, and I just came out of a horrible situation, a breakup, and each day I'm getting stronger. I'm staying with the silent prayer.
Right on.
And I listen to you, and, you know, I'm just taking it step by step, day by day, and, you know, God loves all of us.
Yep.
You know, what happened to us was pure evil. states and wants to be God.
You stay with it, stay with the side of prayer, stay with being conscious, being present, rather than lost in your head about the past or the future. If you stay with it, the kingdom of heaven shall be yours. Just stay with it.
Yes, I had an outbreak yesterday, and like you say, I couldn't beat myself up for it.
Yeah.
And I just, came back to myself, and I understood Satan just trying to hold me back into the darkness and the conflict within me. God is working on my behalf, and like you say, I just got to stay with it.
Yes.
But women, stop taking it personal. It's the truth. Satan wanted to be God, and he found that that's the way he could do it.
Yep.
And that's how we got in our fallen state. We got to face ourselves. It's evil, it's pure evil.
Yeah.
But God is with us, and he wants the best for us, and he sent Jesse with his message for all to hear. And I just pray that everybody, and I wish everybody well, everybody get on the straight and narrow path, all these generational curses, baby, mama boys, and the woman, so evil, she's doing it to the children and hitting everybody, and just everybody get on the straight and narrow path, and that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesse. Love you.
Love you, too. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on DLive, a few diamonds from DLive. Cactus Eater Bear gave a diamond saying, can we get White History Month stickers up in here?
Nice.
Nice idea.
Right. Thank you. We're going to write that down. Make sure we do it.
I have books that are amazing donated a diamond. Please get Sean back. The show is a mess without him. We were just trying to tell Jesse that it was a mess under Sean too. But thank you. I have books that are
amazing.
Yeah,
there was stuff happening with Sean was there too. You just don't remember.
It just felt smoother because he projected excellence.
Yeah, absolutely. But thank you,
Greenwald.
Hey, Sean. Happy White History Month, Sean.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Greenwald with a diamond. Can Barron Trump become the next great white hope?
Right on.
We'll see.
I hope so.
That'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be amazing? And it is possible. It is possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that through him we will have peace of mind. I got love and I've got joy, but most of all, I got the Holy Ghost. I thank God he made it possible. Oh, thank you, Lord. Nice.
Nice.
You heard that song?
Yeah, I've heard you sing it many times.
That's about it?
Maybe.
What? No. Thank you.
Amazing. You bought a few coffees. First coffee, two lovers, and I love them both the same. Emoji, dot, dot, dot. Maybe I got three, Jesse. Is there a song for that? LOL,
well,
Jesse.
I got two lovers, and I'm not ashamed. No. I got two lovers, and I'm not ashamed. Two lovers, and I love them both the same. Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sion.
LOL, Jesse, congratulations.
Let me tell you about my first lover. She treat me good like a lover could or should. Amazing. Thank you, Sion.
She says, congratulations on your new network. Hugs. I'm cray cray this moaning, laughing face. I've had dark chocolate with coffee. Weird combo.
Right on.
Well,
happy White History Month. Have fun. And thank you, Sion.
Shout out to Sandman and his face, dog emojis, love, eyes.
Amazing.
Long live Jesse Hearts. I sometimes get thoughts of losing people I care about. I've been traumatized lately. My dad and my best friend's death. but I'm watching those thoughts when they come.
Right on. Thank you.
She also says, Hank is getting gray hair on the beard. You noticed Jesse Sampson going gray.
I noticed that. Amazing. That's age. And we're going to get, somebody going to get your calls out there in a minute. Just hold on, folks. Okay, go ahead.
The key about our coffee. Biblical question answer.
Why do you attack back when someone attacks you?
My father knows how to chastise his own, and one cannot fight what is already defeated. Let Papa cook. And a eye emoji with a Wi-Fi coming out of it, I guess. Or maybe it's a cooking emoji, something. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll respond on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Another coffee from Colby. Oh, no, he's praying under a roof. Colby bought a coffee. Jesse, how do we pray for others without hooping and hollering?
By wishing them well. You wish all well, that God's will be done, right? Wish them well, even for your enemy. Amazing. Thank you.
And let me just double check for the coffees. Thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support. Evan is out of Texas. Evan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy White History Month.
Thank you, Evan. Happy White History Month to you.
So I've been watching for a year, actually. I discovered you through Get a Job. Shout out to Get a Job.
Shout out to Get a Job, for sure.
Okay. And thank you. I just want to thank you for spreading conservatism in America. That's a great thing.
Right on. Are you a first-time caller?
To your show, yes. But I called in Hake the other day.
All right. Go ahead.
I would like to answer the biblical question.
Why do you attack back when someone attacks you?
I attack back because every man should have the right to defend himself.
You attack back because every man should have the right to defend themselves. Amazing.
That's right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Evan. And I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. That's amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you, buddy.
Is that it? Do you have time for another question?
Yeah, real fast. Go ahead.
All right. So you talk about forgiveness a lot, and I've gone through a lot with my parents in a relationship sense. I was rebellious through my teenage years, and I don't know. When I was a child, I was very close to my mother, and I wonder if that, you know, maybe affected some opinion of my father at that point in my life.
100%. 100%.
And
any male that's close to their mother hate their father because they have their mother's identity, and they feel and think just like she think and feel. And so they feel about their father the way she does, and they think that it's their own feelings, but it's not.
I definitely see that when you say it. I see it for sure. And I'm wondering if, and I've really been trying to repent in that sense, trying to get close to my parents. I'm just wondering if forgiveness is even necessary in that sense.
Ain't no way out around it. Ain't no way out of it unless you go and forgive your mother, have no expectation from her, apologize to her for resenting her for turning you away from your father and recreating you in her image. And God will forgive you and take away your mother's nature. But there's no other way around it.
I kind of do. I'm scared that it'll hurt their feelings in a way. Or
that's their problem, not yours. You're showing them real love by forgiving them. However they feel or think, it's on them. They're not ready for the truth. But that's their problem, not yours.
You know what, Jesse? I think you're right. I think you're definitely right.
But I promise you, though, you're not going to be free until you can go and forgive.
All right.
You're going to always have fear. You're going to always have worry. You're going to be in and out of your imagination, your emotions, and those things are evil, and you will never have peace. You will not enter into the kingdom of heaven until you go and forgive. You got to face your mama and your daddy, but especially your mama.
All right, Jesse. I will.
All right, let me know.
I'll call back when I do.
Okay, let me know how it goes.
All right, thank you, Jesse.
How old are you, Evan?
I am 19.
Oh, nice. Face your mama and you'll be free. You won't have to go through all that hell that other people had to go through.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
All right, buddy. I am out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. Hake has a guest. You don't want to miss it. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the Fall Estate at 12 noon. You don't want to miss the Fall Estate at 12 noon Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. You don't want to miss the American Anchor Baby. You want a smooth ride. He has it ready for you, all right? See you on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you for your support, your prayers, and your finance. We got a lot more work to do. Don't forget to donate at rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com. Donate or call 800-411-BOND. Bye. I'm out of time. See you next week. Happy 4th of July. Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all of our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.